actually lived is a source of scholarly debate. Some scholars believe that the Sumerians originated in India and may have been immigrants from the enigmatic Indus Valley civilization. But there is little in archaeological or linguistic evidence and no historiographical evidence to support such a theory. Another migration theory places the source of the Sumerian people in the Caucasus Mountains region. The Caucasus region is also the source of the Indo-European peoples and some Uralic Atalic-speaking peoples. Some linguists have identified similarities in the structure of Sumerian and some Uralic Atalic languages, which may point to a distant relation. That said, tracing the origins of languages can be a difficult endeavor at any time, and placing a definitive connection of a language to a people can sometimes be problematic. Unless there is a way to know exactly when a group adopts a language, then it is difficult to trace the group's origins. Most scholars who advocate some type of Sumerian migration or invasion hypothesis do so because the Sumerians were a non-Semitic-speaking people who lived in a predominantly Semitic-speaking Mesopotamia. Since there is no evidence that can definitively say where the Sumerians originated, some scholars advocate that the Sumerians were present in Mesopotamia from the earliest times. Ultimately, until more evidence is discovered, it is impossible to say if the Sumerians migrated to Mesopotamia from elsewhere or if they had always inhabited the region. Although it may never be known where and if the Sumerians came from somewhere outside of Mesopotamia, by about 4000 BCE, they had planted the first seeds of civilization. Early Mesopotamian culture is divided into different phases that are named for the cities that archaeologists have determined played a central role in development. The point in Mesopotamian history where the Sumerians can be definitely identified is the Ubaid phase, which lasts from around 4500 BCE until around 4000 BCE. The Ubaid phase was a significant departure from the earlier Neolithic phases in Mesopotamian history as the Sumerians began to build cities and develop other features that are considered essential aspects of any civilization. While the Ubaid phase was important in the development of Mesopotamian civilization, it was the Uruk phase that truly established the Sumerians as cultural torchbearers. The Uruk phase, which lasted from approximately 4000 to 2900 BCE, is distinguished from the Ubaid phase by its pottery. Although the Ubaid and Uruk phases are considered two distinct archaeological periods, most scholars argue that the cultural differences between the two phases were minimal, and that the absence of any non-Mesopotamian pottery militates against the inspiration for the Uruk culture coming from outside Sumer. When one considers an optimal location for a primary civilization, Uruk, by most accounts, would not come to mind. Located just inland from the Persian Gulf marshes, Uruk was forced to rely on irrigation for its agricultural purposes as it was on neither the Euphrates or Tigris rivers. Although writing was first invented in Uruk, it came relatively late in the cultural phase, and because of that, modern scholars are forced to make guesses as to the city's population during the period. Most assume that the agricultural output from the surrounding rural area was high enough to support a regional center and true city, which means that Uruk was the world's first true city. Although Uruk was not the only city that the Sumerians built during the Uruk period, it was by far the greatest and also the source of most of the archaeological and written evidence concerning early Sumerian culture. Uruk went from being the world's first city to the most important political and cultural center in the ancient Near East in relatively quick fashion. Around 3200 BCE, the Sumerian Uruk culture began to expand beyond the borders of Sumer, which coincided with the emergence of writing. The form of writing that the Sumerians developed became known by its Greek name, cuneiform, for the wedge-style characters that it employed. Writing, like many other inventions throughout world history, appears to have been created because of necessity. As the Uruk culture grew, the Sumerians needed to develop a sophisticated form of record-keeping, which could only have been done through writing. Despite being used exclusively for the Sumerian language at first, the cuneiform writing system was later adapted and used by a number of different languages in the ancient Near East, such as the following: Akkadian, Hittite, and Old Persian. Along with the emergence of writing,